A Summer Wedding on Arran. Written by Ellie Henderson. Read by Kirsty Cox. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Prologue.
I think Mum would have been pleased by the turnout, said Amy as she and her sisters, Kirsty and Emma, filed out of the church and followed their dad into the bright sunshine. It was a glorious spring morning, and the sky was a beautiful azure blue, with just a few fluffs of white cloud. Clumps of bright daffodils bloomed against the red sandstone building, bringing flashes of yellow to the very sombre day. Daffodils and bluebells were their mum's favourite flowers, and the girls had managed to fill the church with them. They had all been grateful that she'd managed to cling on to life long enough to see the start of spring and the flowers begin to bloom. She had passed away 2 weeks ago, after battling ovarian cancer, with her three daughters and husband at her side.
She would have loved having everyone gathered together like this, said Kirsty, nodding her head.
Yes, said Emma, all her favourite people in one place, wearing something blue or yellow as she wanted, the sun shining and gazillions of daffodils and bluebells, and the water looking at its best. She gestured at the bay in front of them, the sea glassy and bright. They were on the Isle of Arran, off the west coast of Scotland. The stunning coastline curved its way around the island, and while their village of Brodick, on the east coast, had a sandy cove, the island had its fair share of pebble beaches and outcrops too. Arran was known as Scotland in miniature, and rightly so for all that it offered. The Highland boundary fault ran through it, dividing the mountainous Highland landscape on one side from lush green lowland countryside on the other. The guests had started to drift out of the car park, no doubt heading back to the wake. The girls gathered around their dad, who had paused to dab his eyes with a handkerchief embroidered with his initials. He looked lost.
It just all feels so surreal, he said, staring at the ground.
That morning, while getting ready, he had unscrewed the lid from his wife's jar of face cream and sniffed it. He'd told his daughters that he could picture her standing there beside him, massaging it into her cheeks as she used to do each morning. Kirsty squeezed his hand.
It's okay, Dad, she said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?